Hi, this is Tom Meglia. Welcome to the program for today, Knowing the Economy of God, for August 19th, 2006. It's 3:30 and welcome. Great to have you. Reba's on vacation. So you've got me, your financial planner with the face for radio, Tom Meglia. CHFC, RIA, CLU, MSFS, and AEP. So all those letters to say that I'm a financial counselor, been in business 28 years. Let's get started. By the way, the website, Knowing the Economy of God, the website, www.theeconomyofgod.com, theeconomyofgod.com, where you'll find my new book, Knowing the Economy of God. And you can get the book there or listen to past radio programs, sign up for the newsletter, or send me an email, all on the website, theeconomyofgod.com. Again, I'm financial planner Tom Meglia. The number is 800-386-3700. Let's get started. Today's program is program number 3 of the series Kids Economy Financial Discipleship for Children. It's a 5-part series. We thought it was a 4, but Reba knows, and I do too, it's going so long with all the different economic principles we've discovered. We thought we'd take it into a 5-show format on the series entitled Kids Economy Financial Discipleship. And I'm covering today 2 more concepts. We've got 4 completed over the last 2 weeks, and there's 2 more for today and 2 more the next 2 weeks for the top 10 financial tips and teaching ideas to train children. Now, before we begin with the lesson for today, we always talk about 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Isn't that a great piece of scripture? 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Now, today's program, like the last 2 weeks and the next 2 weeks going on, is based on 2 verses, Psalm 127, verse 3, and Proverbs 22, 6. You know, the recipe for knowing God's economy, as you know, my friend, by now, over a year we've been doing this program, is based on 4 parts. The recipe to understand God's economy is, number 1, cite the scripture. Number 2, state the economic principles from the scripture. Number 3, application, applying God's economy to your normal and everyday life. And number 4, the prayer of change, asking God to change us through his love and his power, not by our own strength. Now, let's get into Psalm 127, verse 3, and then Proverbs 22, 6, because that's the key. What is the economic lesson based on? And we're going to talk about that right now. So here's Psalm 127, 3. I think you'll like this, especially if you have children. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. So that's Psalm 127, 3. Isn't that a great verse? In other Bibles I have, it says, behold, children are a gift from the Lord. Now here's Proverbs 22, 6. Ready for this? I think you will like this. I know I do. And it's a great piece of scripture that the 5-part series about teaching children and kids' economy is based on. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That is Proverbs 22:6. You know, at the heart of every good parenting principle lies Solomon's words. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The verb for train means to dedicate. The word for way refers to living correctly in God's sight. So what is the way? How do you define the way a child should go? Who defines that way? Well, it's God's way. Okay, it's living correctly in God's sight, building our children up in character, godly character. That's what that means. Solomon was advising parents to set their child aside for special use, to dedicate him or her to the Lord and his path. The verb train includes the idea of stimulating the child to do good through words of guidance, discipline, and encouragement on the right path. Let's repeat that. Guidance, discipline, and encouragement on the right path. And that right path is God's definition of what the right path is for a child to grow up. Now, this is a parent's main task, to be a steward over the child, receive the child as a charge or stewardship from the Lord, and then dedicate the child to God's ways. Okay? And that's what's really important. And that way those lessons will last a lifetime for the child. That's really important. And when the child is old, he will not depart from it is a promise. It's not a guarantee, but it's one of God's wisdom pieces to Solomon to help us train children. Now, there's no guarantee that the child won't depart from it. They'll have choices to be made and they can make their own decisions. But it is a general principle. So I think that's really important. Very, very good stuff. The Bible, what a great book. Now, let's talk about what we covered the last 2 weeks, okay? And that'll lead into our principles. All right? The first 2 weeks we talked about the first two economic principles that we feel, Reba and I feel, were very, very important. And let me just summarize those four economic principles. Number one, parents must live by example for kids to truly believe and to truly learn. Number two, kids must be taught the Bible verses in scripture passages that the examples are being demonstrated by. The four anchors concept is a good and solid memory identifier. God is the owner, number one. Number two, we're the stewards. Number three, giving cheerfully and liberally is the first order of stewardship. And number four, contentment is a goal to live by in normal life for every Christian. Okay, so the first two we covered 2 weeks ago, parents must live by example for kids to truly learn. Number two, kids must be taught the Bible verses and scripture passages that these examples are being demonstrated by. Number three, okay, now we talked about this last week. If the lessons are taught right, they will last a lifetime. That doesn't mean a child won't stray, but they'll know the way to get back on the right path. Okay? Number four, when kids are older, like in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, for some reason, if they do get in trouble, they'll know how to get out of trouble and right from wrong, and what they were taught growing up was the right thing, and to go back away from rebellion and go back towards what their parents taught them. So that's very, very important. Okay? So parents are stewards over their kids, not owners. So those are the four economic principles that were covered the last 2 weeks. And now we'll go on to the next two economic principles up to the break, and then we'll talk about application. So let's talk about economic principles 5 and 6 for today, then 7 and 8 next week, and the following week, 9 and 10. These are the top 10 tips on how to teach your children financial discipleship in the economy of God, or better known during this series, kids' economy. Okay, today, let's talk about principle number 5. Number 5 is do not spoil your children. Do not spoil your children. That will not be teaching them God's economy. Saying no can and is a good thing at times. Not always saying, yes, you can have this, Susie or Johnny, is obeying God. Sometimes saying no to the children is the right thing. Remember, we don't revolve around them. The children have to obey their parents, honor and respect them. And their parents have to answer to God. There's an order in God's system, God's economy. Okay? Sometimes denying your children something that they want, going to Disneyland, a new bicycle, a new cell phone, whatever, is a learning lesson and a good learning lesson. And the next, humility and not having brand label items or brand name clothes, for example, is okay. Sometimes wearing something that's not a brand name is perfectly fine. Now, if it's not quality, that's one thing. What lasts and wears longest for the price and value is the best move. But remember, do not spoil your children. So that's economic principle number 5. Do not spoil your children. Number 6, teaching kids to give. Instruct them to be givers of everything. That's very, very important. Now, we're leading up to a break, but let me just get in a couple of thoughts on that. Children learn to give by seeing their parents give. both of their time, their talents, treasures, spiritual gifts, all kinds of ways of giving, not just money. But you must instruct your children to be generous givers, because God gave to us. That's why we're here. And we're grateful and want to show God our love to Him and give back and give liberally and cheerfully. All right, so teach your children to be givers. After the break, we'll talk about application. So hold on.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
Okay, we're back. Let's talk about application. Now remember, before the break, I mentioned to you today's two new tips on teaching children. So we're at tip number 5 and number 6. Again, number 5, in case you missed the program so far and just are tuning in. Number 5, do not spoil your children. In God's economy, we're not to spoil our kids. That's a dangerous way to bring them up. And number 6, teach children to be generous and cheerful, loving, open-handed givers of time, talents, and treasures. Now, let's talk about application. How do you apply that to normal and everyday living? Well, first of all, when you think about spoiling a child, what are you really doing? You're giving them things, and sometimes without them having to work for it, way above an allowance perhaps. We'll talk about allowances next week. But spoiling a child is really not parenting them at all. It's just turning things over to them like a waterfall, saying whatever you want, whenever you want it. You know, those are dangerous things, because when kids get to be older, as we covered last time with the story of that young lady, I don't know if you remember the story we talked about last week about Elaine, whose parents were so diverse in their own financial upbringing by their parents, and it was all passed down to Elaine. By the time she got to be an adult, she mishandled most, if not all, of her finances, and it's taken a lot of coaching to help her reconstruct and get correct on her own financial doings and budgeting and this kind of thing. And one of the problems kids have when they grow up, if they were spoiled, number one, in my view, is they don't appreciate money. They don't appreciate the fact that money itself is hard to come by, that one has to work for it, that one has to earn it through labor. and that in God's economy, you're not just handed money to go out and spend and buy anything you want and fulfill any indulgence that you have whenever you want it. And that can lead to credit card spending, which can lead to debt, which can lead to a mess and breakup in relationships or anger and arguing in relationships. All because kids sometimes were spoiled growing up and they never learned how to handle money responsibly. They weren't independent. They weren't taught to be independent. They just thought, wow, I had it then. I had what I wanted, new car when I was 15, 18, whatever it is. There's a lot of crazy stories I've heard over the years about how people just handed their children all kinds of things, and the kids didn't learn anything from it. What they learned, it was wrong, so they did learn something. They learned they could have what they wanted when they wanted it without doing anything to obtain it. That's dangerous, because when they get to be an adult, they think, oh, I had it then when I wanted. Why can't I do it now? I'll just go out and get it. So there's no thought or budgeting or saving to spend later and defer buying and purchasing up front. You know, people just don't learn these things if they were spoiled growing up. So it's very, very dangerous to train a child in a spoiled fashion, because kids don't learn to be independent. They don't learn to work to obtain things or go to school and acquire things through education and labor. They think, oh, I've got what I want now. What a great way. And that's the opposite of God's economy. It's the opposite of Scripture, opposite of the Spirit of God. So it's very important that we do not do this to our kids. Does that mean we withhold from the kids? Well, in some cases, yes. It depends. We want to bless our children. God has blessed us, of course. But we don't want to just give them handouts all the time so they can compete with their friends or the neighbors and say, wow, look what I've got. Look at my new toy. Especially in the electronics world, electronics generation. So we need to be careful with that. Okay, do not spoil your kids. It's a dangerous way to bring them up. Now, next, my other principle for today, number six, or the number two principle for today, six overall of the top 10, is teach children to be givers. Why? Because Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. He is the ultimate giver. And because of our thankfulness and gratitude to the Lord, who is our Lord of the financial area of our life and other areas too, we need to emulate the Lord and be like Christ, an example. And that is to be givers. Give of money. So if there's allowances given to kids, they need to give part of their allowance to the church and to other ministries, missionaries. They need to give of their time, their talents, all the things they have. Now, how do they give of their talent? Well, it could be a variety of things. Be creative. Help them think about giving of their talents and their time. They can go down to a nursing home with the parents and visit old people and witness and evangelize to them, things like that. So it's very important that we teach our children to be generous. But how can they be generous if their mom and dad aren't generous? So it's important that they learn by example. By example. It's important that the mother and or father, sometimes it's a blended home, single parent home, what have you. But how can the kids learn to be generous givers if the parents aren't? It isn't going to happen. We've been saying for 4 weeks that kids are tape recorders. They learn by example and emulate what they see. And what they see is what they believe, not just what is said. Okay, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So that's how kids learn and what kids think and how they summarize things. So if mom and dad are generous givers at church and to missionaries and to spreading the gospel, giving of their own talents, whatever that may be, whatever gift the parents have that God gave them, if they're using that for God's glory, if they're generous in giving of their time to help out in whatever way promotes the gospel, things like this, the kids are going to start learning. They're going to enjoy it. And if mom and dad are happy and hilarious givers and cheerful givers, the kids will learn the attitude of giving. Very critical. So that's our sixth verse or sixth principle for today, going from 2 weeks ago. 2, 2, and 2. Today is principle 5 and 6. So if you didn't hear the other four, go back on the web and you can hear them, the last two programs. But an application I want to share with you that I think it's very important that kids learn to be like their mom and dad who love God and are submitted to Christ. And that just flows right over to the children. I know kids that are generous givers. I know kids that are not spoiled, my own and others. I have lots of friends who, Julie and I have lots of friends who have children that are not spoiled. And they're cheerful. And that leads them towards contentment, anchor number four. Because contentment isn't coming from a new Xbox or new bicycle or new anything. They've already got contentment. They don't need those things to be content. So it's really a joy to know a lot of people whose kids are givers, who enjoy giving, enjoy smiling, enjoy loving other people, and whom have parents that are like that too, because that's where they learn it from. And so it's wonderful. And these children do seem happy. They're able to play and enjoy life and be God's little kids for His glory without having to have a lot of things. So let's pray. Lord, thank You for this day. The prayer of change, Jesus, is that we submit to You and surrender to You as Savior and Lord of the financial areas of our lives. And in this specific case, Lord, bringing up children, teaching them Your way, Lord, as stewards for You, God, who is the real owner of our kids, and that we're just the stewards and charged with our kids' upbringing in the ways of Jesus. So, Lord, give us strength and wisdom. Teach us, Lord, to teach our children to love You and be the best Christian kids they can be growing up so that they never forget these lessons, Lord. In Jesus' name, we look to. Amen. Now, if you need a financial plan, an estate plan, a business consulting plan, give me a call, Tom Meglia, Financial Planner, 800-386-3700. It's very important that you have a personal financial coach to help you establish and achieve your goals through a long-term financial and estate plan. Very important. I've been in this job, this business for 28 years, and I'd love to talk to you. The first appointment is free. Check out my new book on the website. The book is Knowing the Economy of God, and you can find it on the website, theeconomyofgod.com. And I'd like to thank Fred Smith at fredsmithart.com. He developed the cover of our book with the widow's mite. I'm grateful to him, and thanks to Jose Mara, the composer who took on Christ the Solid Rock I Stand and turned it into our theme song. So have a great weekend. We'll catch you next Saturday for Kids Economy Financial Discipleship. Lesson tips number 7 and 8 on teaching a child the way they should go in God's economy, all from Proverbs 22:6. And Reba will be back with us too. She'll be back from vacation. All right, so you take care. God bless. Again, it's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. Have a great weekend.
Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God.